The Lord bless and equip you, dear family. He is giving us new weapons because evil and wickedness is proliferating in the world. And we need more weapons to handle what's going on. So I'm going to record these for you. These are prayers written by John Ramirez in a book called Conquer Your Deliverance. We need these prayers. We really do, especially monitoring spirits. We need to cut them off from being able to listen to us because they take that information back to the coven and then they plan their moves from there. So here we go. The Holy Spirit is going before us with these powerful fire prayers. Pray them with me. Father, I thank you that you have empowered me with the Holy Spirit to take action in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, take over this prayer and bring destruction against the forces of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. I pick up the sword of the Lord and shut down and cut into pieces every satanic monitoring system against me now, in Jesus' name. Let the eyes of every evil spirit, witch, and warlock that is trying to invade my life by monitoring me be plucked out in Jesus' name. I command all satanic systems in the first and second heavens to be destroyed by fire to ashes by the fire of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. I confuse all satanic airways and frequencies that are trying to monitor me now in Jesus' name. Every demon that is following me, die in Jesus' name. Every satanic security system be destroyed in Jesus' name. I delete my name, my family, my business, my ministry from every satanic system with the blood of Jesus Christ now in Jesus' name. There's some important prayers in here. I highly recommend you read this book. We're going to do what's called a head checkup. Who is occupying your mind? Stop and ask yourself this question and be honest with your answer. Let's do a head checkup. Some of the devil's tools are stress, aggravation, worry, fear, discouragement, anger, low self-esteem, and rebellion. These satanic arrows will make you physically sick because now your mind is sick. Lay your hands on your head right now and repeat after me. Lord, give me a new mind. A new mind means a new perspective and new thinking. Give me a way of looking at things, a new way of looking at things. Jesus, give me a new way so I can see you and see a new way out of my situation. Lord, get my mind ready because I am coming out of my rough areas of thinking and reasoning. He goes on to say here, my brother and sister, you are going to make it and you are going to be armed and dangerous. Close the door on the devil's face and on the spiritual damages. The word of the Lord says that the engrafted word of God heals the mind. The word of the Lord says that it is with the mind that we serve him. Speak over your life now so you can receive God's opportunities and put the devil on notice and destroy all spiritual damage that has been done to your life. Do not conform yourself to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Romans 12:12. And here is a declaration. I am not wasting another moment, another opportunity that God gives me, and I am not wasting another year of my life. I will rise up from the spiritual damages in Jesus' mighty, precious name. Amen. Then he has a chapter here. John goes on to say, you cannot destroy what you cannot see. And some of us don't have very good spiritual vision. And it's time to get our spiritual vision and our fight back once and for all. And this is how you do it. In order to get your fight back, you have to get your spiritual vision back. You cannot defeat what you cannot see in the spirit realm. These prayers will put you in a position to obtain your spiritual eyesight to see the schemes and wiles of the enemy of your soul. Ask God for spiritual vision. Declare and decree this scripture over yourself. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father, your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? That's Matthew 7. There are two rhythms to getting your fight back. First, get your spiritual eyes back, and then destroy what you see. O Lord, you are the God who reveals mysteries and secrets in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, open my eyes to see what my natural eyes cannot see. Holy Spirit, remove my spiritual blinders in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, reveal unto me that which is hidden in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, open my eyes to see the wiles and schemes of the enemy in Jesus' name. Father God, let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I put on my spiritual eyes to see the entrapment of the enemy in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, unveil to me the things my eyes cannot see and my ears cannot hear in the spirit realm in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, let me understand the deep things of spiritual warfare in Jesus' name.